Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, the Power Word Series, Shir number 28. We're going to talk about an important topic, and that is Einas Dvarim pertaining to an employer. That's not just an employer, that's an owner of a business that hires workers underneath him, employees underneath him, but even employees that are in managerial positions, and they have an employer on top of them, but they also have employees underneath them who they manage. An employer obviously wants those working for him to do a good job. There are two ways they can do this to motivate them: positive and praise, or an incentives for excellence, or criticism and threats. There are many that use the criticism threat mode, but there are many books now and tools and skills written about books about the practicality of getting a higher quality and quantity of work when you stress the importance and benefits of positive reinforcement. Then you have individual employees that, by their nature, take a lot of advantage. So maybe they need a more stronger hand. But most people, most employees, want to do a good job. And an employer who's critical, overly critical, they may see an immediate payoff, meaning if they threaten and they yell or they pressure, they'll get the job done. But that positive benefit will last only a short period of time because there's resentment. And even if the employee does not resign, there's passive-aggressive techniques that will come about. On the other hand, when an employer uses sincere praise and compliments for people who do work hard, to motivate them, that's a win-win situation. You're doing the right thing by praising and complimenting them for their quality, high quality of work, and they are more motivated to succeed. So one has to be very careful with this. The Torah has Dinei Choshen Mishpat, Ben L'Chaveira. An employer plays an important role in the life of his employees, and his words will have a profound emotional effect on his employees. And it's much easier for an employer to be over on Einas Dvarim. Employee hears harsh criticism, feel frustrated, may come home, take it out on his family when he comes home. That's the easier way to let off steam. When people are verbally abused, they abuse others. And not that there's any excuse for it, and one needs to be careful not to do that. But unfortunately, that is human nature. When a boss yells at you, you're not going to yell at your boss. You're going to yell at your wife. Or if the wife is working and she was yelled at, she will yell at her husband. She won't yell at her boss. All this could be avoided when you use praise, not overpraise. Doesn't mean you let them get away with things, you know, or they're not doing their job. That's a separate issue. You have a right to entitle in a reasonable way for a person. You hire them to do a job that the employee has their obligations to do their job. And they themselves have that achrayus. There's no question about it. And they also have to treat fellow employees with respect, their employer with respect, goes without saying. Could have probably separate shiurim on that as well. But an employer has to be very careful. When they yell, like, what's the matter with you? Can't you do anything right? You make so many mistakes. I could hire a monkey and he would do a better job than you. I don't know why I keep you on this job. Things like that. Instead of saying you're doing a wonderful job, or even if you need to call him in or her in, you know, a few errors came up. Is there any way that could be helped? Any way that could be avoided? Is there a way to be more careful? Are you overwhelmed, or you have too much to do, too little to do? See, it doesn't mean you bury it under the rug. But the idea is to correct. And to acknowledge even he himself, you know, when I, meaning the employer, makes errors, I learn how to self-correct. So that, saying something like that, an employer is acknowledging that he also is human, or she, and has made mistakes in the past. And starting out with praise, which means once you give praise, the employee is more able to accept the employer's suggestion. an employer does a tremendous chesed when he helps the employee improve his or her performance, because that will prevent them from losing their job or a chance of getting promotion or raise, or even if they go somewhere else, whatever the reason may be, that they'll succeed in the next job. So the idea is there needs to be a human element in the Torah's achrayus of an employer towards an employee, and that applies even by non-Jewish employees, to be Mekayeh Shem Shemayim that way. But to be careful, very, very careful in that relationship, to use discretion, not to be Ivar Nas Devarim, not to be abusive, not to use control to intimidate, but to really, really be Eiske Cheshbon then proper. Again, in a way, it's more complex because an employer has a right. He is paying an employee, and therefore he has a right to expect some services and work that is to be done by the employee. So the employee has responsibilities. It's not like a free ride. That is not that type of chesed. It is a chesed to hire somebody, yes. It's a chesed to give someone work to stand on their own feet and get paid. And that's a big chesed, true. But it's not, it's something that the employee has responsibilities as well. So it is a two-sided thing, but certainly employers need to be extremely careful in the way they treat their employees, with discretion and with being very careful in the way they interact. There are many books on this subject, on leadership, the personality type aspects that we're planning on elaborating. Panei Tgei Avinav Lachaveir and Shalom Bayis also helps tremendously in the work environment. The different personalities have different styles of leadership. Different personalities have different strengths and weaknesses, both as an employer, as an employee. So, for example, if an employer is very organized and disciplined, which is a maila, they may fall into being very rigid and not be opening to ideas that could actually help the business. So they have to be careful about that. You have an employer that has a big heart that wants to just give and give and give in chesed. But again, if there's no boundaries at all, they could lose their business. And they are entitled and they need to have a business that runs well. And you're not doing it chesed for your employees if the business falls apart after a while because you just let it go because of over-kindness. So that's also, for those personalities, they need to be careful. There are people that are interested in the image of a company, so they may go overboard with that. So they have to be careful not to do incorrect things because of quote-unquote reputation, or what the streets say, or marketing. Do what's right and beneficial for the company, not because of how people perceive it or how you want it to be perceived. And then there are other types of employers that are extremely aggressive. They need to know how to tone that down and let it be a safe working environment. Then there are other employers that are very passive, overly passive. They need to put their foot down or hire somebody else that could basically create a healthy structure. There are some that are more impulsive and they are more like haphazard in the way they run the company without organization. They need to work on their organization. Those that are very organized, maybe too organized, meaning they're stuck in their ways and they could earn money in a more innovative, better way. So all of these personalities fall into the category of understanding work relationships, businesses, employers, employees, so on and so forth. But the Musa Haskell of this year is there's an extra achrayus on an employer who has people underneath them working for them that could influence to be very careful, use chachma bina vadas and how to handle these employees the right way and in a healthy way, to daven for it, to give you the wisdom to understand how to do this correctly as the Torah wants it, as the Rabbeinu Shlomo wants you to behave. Bracha natzlacha.